Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Back to episode 69 of the podcast.
Once
what
again.
We are doing today, by the way, announced at the start of this for people to understand, is that we are going to be making shorter podcast episodes that are more just focused on something fun like this. And what you may ask is, what is fun like this, BSJ? Fun is for us to make a tier list of heroes' shards. Okay, so what we are doing today is a bit different, though, okay? So Monkeys knows that we're going to be making a tier list of heroes' shards. I just realized I need to change these tiers. This is horrible. S, A, B, C, D. We probably need an F tier, right, Monkeys? We
probably
need an F tier. Okay, so add a row below. F tier. Wait, why? What? How did this happen? D, F. Okay. But Monkeys, we're going to be taking turns doing the shards. I would say I got a question for you. I feel like we need to make this somewhat timely. Okay. Meaning, there's a lot of heroes in Dota.
Yeah.
So we don't want to spend too much time on each one. So I think for the most part, we're not going to actually tell people what the shards do, okay? If you guys want to know what the shards do, then we will implore you to look it up after we're done. Because if we tell you what each one does, that is going to take forever. But the little twist that I have for you today, Monkeys, is that we're going to be taking turns choosing what tier these go into. You're allowed to speak out if you strongly disagree with the other person. I would say by at least like one whole tier or like more. Okay, like you're, if I put it like top of B and you think it's like low C or worse, then you speak up. Okay, otherwise, and vice versa. But otherwise, we're gonna leave it as is. But with the shards that you are choosing to put in a tier, you have 5 words to tell people why you put it in that tier.
Okay?
5 words. Okay. So there's no discussion here unless we strongly disagree. And if we strongly disagree, we'll meet halfway. Okay. So like if I say it's B and you say D, 5 words, we'll put it in C. Okay. So that's the policy for this. And we're just going to get into it. Do you have any questions, Monkeys?
So if I want to strongly disagree, I can only make my argument to you in 5 words.
Yes, exactly.
That's so difficult.
You give the tier that you would actually put it in, and then 5 words describing why you would put it in.
I'm just not going to disagree with you on anything.
No, it doesn't even have to be. It doesn't even have to be like an argument. You can just have your own reason for why it's in D. You know, if you'd be like, I never buy other items or like need others, you know, stuff like that. Like,
all right.
So you just got to get creative with it. Okay. So I think there's going to be a common description for a lot of these where, you know, you'll have to use few words saying other things. But let's like do our best. That's kind of, it's not meant to be perfectly described. It's meant to be mainly about the tier list. Okay. So I'm going to let you go first. We got Abaddon. Where would you put him? And give me your five words.
I would put this in like... Oh, wait. Sorry. D, not consistent enough. Can it be under five words?
Yeah, it can be under five words. You're max,
right.
Max,
not
max
not
five
consistent
words.
Enough.
Okay. I would put Alex in B, and I would say... solid shard, but buy later. Okay, you're up to AA.
I'd say A tier clears creep waves. Very good.
Perfect, monkeys. You're getting the hang of it. Anti-mage, I would put his in D tier below Abaddon, and I would say never see it bought. Redundant.
All right. What next? Arc?
Arc Warden. If you don't know what they do, by the way, you can ask, and we'll inform you.
I'm looking each one up, like, or I'm okay. Glancing at them before I guess I would put this in C, maybe. Never see it bought, so question mark.
I actually agree with yours so far, just saying. Axe, I'm going to say low C. Seems okay, but other items.
All right. Bane. I would put it in low D. Just doesn't contribute to hero.
I'd put Batrider in C.
Right.
Situationally strong, but nerfed.
Okay, sure, fair.
Beastmaster.
All right, what are we on Beastmaster? I would say. High B, me or low A? I don't know which, but one of those two.
Okay.
Stuns are good.
More stuns.
More stuns are good. More stuns equal better.
Bloodseeker B, middle B, nice fourth item.
Fair.
BKB Mjolnir Basher. Oh, that's six words. Fuck.
Shit.
Six words. Damn it. Okay. Bounty Hunter's next.
Bounty Hunter. I would say low B or high C.
Okay.
Good. Decent for walking in.
We're going to break the 50-50 here because you play Brew, so you can rate Brew.
All right. Honestly, All right. Well, I have a question just about our criteria for the card.
Yeah. Pause.
Because it's like, in my mind, what makes a really good shard is buying the shard at 15 minutes, basically, is like... You know, that's what would make a shard like insanely valuable.
Is a combination of how soon you buy it, how often you buy it, and how important it is for the hero at some point in the game. So, like,
okay.
I think Bloodseekers is B because it's a really good shard, but you don't buy it until like fourth item. So I put it in B. Like, if we are just purely talking about how good the shard is once the hero has it, then these would be rated differently, right? But like,
yeah.
I don't think it can be rated A or S if you're not buying it like before 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All right. I would put this at low B then, because you need you need three items before good.
Okay. Bristle High C, nice, but usually only Roche.
Yeah. Okay. You can do two. Oh wait, it's Brood. No, I'll do Brood. Then you can do two in a row.
Okay.
Honestly, I would say A tier. AOE 80% miss. Very good.
I can't object because I don't play Brood. Okay. Centaur, is his the double edge give strength? Is that still what it is?
Yes. Okay. Yes, and you have 5 sacks of it.
Yeah, okay. High C, hero's bad, so shard not.
Hero bad, so shard bad.
I'll do two in a row. I'll do CKs. Sure, okay. CK output high B. Allows to fight without ult.
Good poking. I agree. All right, Chen. I actually don't remember Chen's at all. Oh, holy persuasion targets ancients. I guess I would say like low B, high C maybe for this.
I'll have to object on this one and say A, so we'll meet at high B.
Okay, sure. And I mean, honestly, I would just say it doesn't seem impactful quick enough is what I would say for why I would think it would be on the lower.
Overwhelming timing if ahead.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Is why I'll
I can
put
agree.
It where I put it.
Sure.
Okay. I'll put Clank's mid B. I will say need every game but late.
All right. I buy that. Clockwork. I would say Clockwork is a solid B tier. Mobility and vision is good.
Are good.
Are good. There you go.
CM Shard. Probably mid B.
I would say even A tier if we're thinking about the Lycan combo.
Oh, with the Battle Fury, of course. BKB plus Shard, insane impact.
Yeah, true. Alright, Darkseer. I would honestly put Darkseer at like high B. Maybe even like high A. I don't know. I feel like Darkseer is up there. Maybe like mid A, let's say. Stuns and illusions are good. I don't know.
You're not very elegant or well spoken about your eloquence. Sorry about your.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You want me to be more creative with 5 words?
Yeah,
it's just like stuns are good. What do you want me
stun
to say?
Stun plus displacement adds here. Adds
stunning and making enemy carry. Well, I can't say it that concisely.
But you gotta say it with the 5 words from that sentence that people would understand the whole sentence. Okay? That's what you gotta go for. Okay. Dark Willow, mid B. Dispellable ability still works. Dispelled.
That Sure. I'm picking up what you're laying down.
Yeah.
Dawnbreaker, I would say high A, if not S. By at 15 minutes pretty reliably, I or like as early as possible
Free
reliably.
BKB, or sorry,
Yes, free BK,
cheap
however you
BKB.
want to put
Okay,
it.
yeah, I agree. Dazzle, low B, I would say. It's nice disable, but uncharacteristic.
Okay.
Save support. Six words, fuck.
I would situationally put it a lot higher because it does hard counter
Okay,
illusions.
fair enough. But I mean, you
But
have to go with the average impact of the strike.
yeah. All right, Death Prophet. I would put Death Prophet at like low A. Well, okay, five words. Low A. Fear plus charges equals good.
Disable monkeys.
Yeah. Well, no,
Disruptor.
fear is disable. I
I'm
used
saying, yeah, you're right, I got
my
you. I put Disruptor in F. Unpurchasable. No longer on allies.
Wait, what? Where is Disruptor? There it is.
It was the shard that
Khazix
used to be
Shield.
able to place on allies and they'd run around. But now you can't
Oh.
do that anymore.
I see. Yeah, that's garbage. I agree.
F tier shard,
Yeah.
unpurchasable. I could say unpurchasable is the one word I could use for a disruptor shard. Doom, you're up.
Doom. I would say, so it doubles the stun duration. I would say high C, low B, probably. Easy to buy, Doom rich.
There you go. I'd put DK's mid A tier. Creep clear gives hero damage.
Yeah, okay. I'm with ya. Drow. Oh. Honestly, I'm not sure where to actually put this one. You would know this one better, but I'll give it my best guess. I would say like mid C, maybe like low
I will
C.
object and put it in B. Like I'll average it
Okay.
out to B.
Sure.
Give your reasoning for C, even if you don't play too much drow.
I feel like there's better items, but that I don't know.
My answer for mid B or high B would be really strong, but needs Hurricane Manta.
Okay.
Okay. Earthshaker, bottom B. Free pathing, nice. Stun, negligible.
Okay. Earth Spirit. I don't even remember Earth Spirits.
I don't either, actually.
All the stone remnant to provide ground vision and increases charge count.
Oh.
I mean, I would say mid or low C.
Didn't even
Theoretically
know what
good.
it did. I
Theoretically good. In practice, not unsure.
Okay. Fair enough. Shard on ET, I would say, is high C. Mobility, but clunky.
Okay. Sure. Ember. I'm pretty sure this is like auto buy for a lot of embers at like third item, so I would put it.
You're cheating by describing before you give.
I know. I'm sorry. I guess I would put it low A.
Okay.
Great mid game fight potential.
Nailed it. That was good. That was a good description. Enchantress, low B. Consistent heal, but usually later.
Yeah, pretty fair. Enigma. Oh yeah, this is the black hole thing. I would put Enigmas at like mid B, maybe even high B. Forced movement is OP.
Okay. Faceless Void, I'd put his high A.
Okay.
One or carry that actually buys early.
Yeah, that's true. There really aren't many carries that buy charge early.
Exactly. That's why I'd put it so high.
Grimstroke. I would put Grimstroke at like mid or high B, I think.
I'll put high B for the tiebreaker.
Strong dispels are very good.
You're just so well spoken.
What more do you want me to say in five words for that? Like,
Gyro, I'll put low B. Good support, bad for core.
Okay. Hoodwink. I'll put this at. I'll say mid B, I would say. Strong if opponents are stupid.
I've stunned myself many a time on that shard. Huskar. Probably low B. Usually from Roche. Luxury item.
All right, that's fair. I honestly didn't even know what his shard did, so I'm just gonna trust you on this one.
His shard gives him he can cast his Q while stunned, and it lifesteals some.
It's definitely decent.
It's like a luxury item. I call luxury items that like they're nice, but they're not like needed.
Yeah. Invoker, I would say. I feel like I see it purchased. I would say mid B. Just it.
I'm gonna object and put it in C because I think it's D tier.
Okay. I would say makes fights hectic is why I would put it up.
My answer is sometimes seen, usually ignored.
Okay.
Io, I believe the tether does spell lifesteal?
Yes.
Probably high C. It's really good with certain here. Or, sorry. Certain pairings, great. Others, not.
Okay, sure, fair. Jakiro. This is the second fire breath, right?
Liquid frost. It's the frost.
Yeah,
liquid,
yeah.
Liquid
I would, honestly, I feel like this is pretty good. I would say, I would put it at like low B. Good for core, hard, or I can't, that's too many words. Good for core, I mean, not support, I guess. I don't know.
Good core, not support, you know. You
can but I don't know. It's just, it's hard to buy on support, you know? Yeah. So it's
okay,
just...
stop it. You're saying way too much.
I know.
Viewers,
it's too descriptive. I'm sorry,
out.
Brian.
Viewers,
I'm
viewers
sorry.
Are stressed out. The viewers are thinking about too many words. You're panicking them. Sorry, viewers. sorry. Okay, Jug S, buy every game.
That's fair. It is an insane one. Coddle. I mean, I guess I would say low B or high B, you know, relocation is just good.
I'll put Kunkka on high C. Hero is on high C's.
That's really good.
Thank you.
Legion Commander F, I would honestly say.
F?
It's...
Did they rework it or something? What does it do?
It upgrades overwhelming odds, and it gives her armor now.
Oh! I forgot. Yeah. They put the other thing on fucking the talent. Okay, fine.
Yeah, it's unpurchasable the majority of games.
Okay. Unpurchasable the majority of... Okay, you're good. Good. Lesh would be low B. Good area control for late game.
Fair. Alright, on to Lich. We have Ice Spire. I would say like C tier, maybe. Good for potential solo kills.
You're getting better at this. Lifestealer. I actually say mid B. Surprisingly powerful against tanky heroes.
True. That is true. I can confirm that. All right. Well, I don't even know Lina's. Lina's spells deal 15 more damage for each fiery soul charge. I would put that in like low D, maybe. I could be wrong.
Never see purchased. That's your description.
Yeah, I have no idea, but that's where I think I would put it.
Lion is mid C. Magic immune, nice, but stationary.
Okay. Lone Druid. Oh, I'm pretty sure his is nuts. Yes. I would put Lone Druid at, like, high A, maybe even F. I would probably say high A. I feel like it's not quite S, but high A. Dispel and on bear. Good.
okay. Luna high B. Purchased every game. Nothing spectacular.
Okay. That's fair. Lycan. I would put like high C maybe. Constant split push can be obnoxious.
Okay, give me a sec. I need to change the
Oh wait, I think I said six words there, Brian. Oh no.
You're fired.
I'm so sorry.
Wait, can you guys just not see Okay, I guess we need to like leave it. Leave it like this. We're gonna stop seeing S all the time is the problem. But that's okay. Okay. You just rated Lycan, right? And what'd you say?
Wait, what did I say? I said high C tier.
Okay.
And lit push can be obnoxious.
Okay. Magnus, probably low C.
Alright.
Easily dodgeable now.
That's fair.
No disable. There you go.
Wait, is there no Marcy?
No, there is no Marcy. So, hypothetically, where would Marcy go?
I would say Marcy would probably be in, like, C.
Okay.
I would say.
C tier. The people who only see the final product are not going to see Marcy, but C tier. And what is your reasoning?
There are better items to buy.
Mars, I'd put high C. Spiteful. Twitch chat always asks. Why no shard? I have to include that.
Okay, sure. I won't fight with that. I won't argue. All right, where's what am I on? Dusa?
Dusa, yeah.
I'll put Dusa at like high I would put it at like low B, maybe high C. Can be game changing late.
Okay. Meepo's shard, what is it? Is it the dig or is it, what is Meepo's shard?
The dig or the throw or something like that? Yeah, it's the, you fling a Meepo within 300 radius of the Meepo you're casting it from.
F
somewhere out.
Adds more buttons. That's
sure.
Good enough for me.
Sure, why not? Mirana, low D or F, in my opinion. Very low return for cost.
Good enough for me. Monkey King, I'll put low C. Nice in theory. Kind of whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Morphling?
I would say D, probably. I'm just gonna say D. I feel like, five words. Mainly is good as a meme.
I'll just say this one is, it used to be better when you had ags for your teammates, so you could get the shards of certain heroes, but now that you can't do that, it's kind of a bad shard. Okay,
yeah,
but
that's fair.
That one needed a little bit of explanation, I think, but we get to cheat one time. Daga, probably high C. Sick heals, but not her job. Or not job.
Oh, that was a close one,
job,
Brian. That was...
not job.
Nature's okay. Prophet. This one's going in the S tier. Buy every game. Split push.
At 15.
Yeah.
In every role.
Yeah.
Necro, I would say mid to high A. instant wave clear burst damage.
All right. Yeah. True. Night Stalkers, I would put in like high A, I think. Good. Good farming keeps you on map, or keeps on map.
Yeah, I was gonna say needs sustain. Be nice. Nyx, I'd say high D. Good against scrubs. Countered sentry.
Okay, sure. Ogres, I would put in like low B, probably.
Okay.
Tanky cores equals happy supports.
Very good, very good. Omni, I'll put low D. Removed spell for a reason.
Okay, fair. Oracles, I will say low C, maybe D even. Maybe even F. I don't know. Never see Purchase.
Okay, we'll put it low D after what you said. Don't even know what does.
Yeah.
OD, probably mid C. Invulnerable repositioning. That's all I got.
TLDR.
Yeah.
Pango. Pango I'll put at high B, maybe low A. I would say gives good survivability and control.
Enables ult.
Yes.
PA, I'd say mid B. Break situationally very good.
That's true. For those bristles.
Wait, okay, I got this. Break situationally strong. Pierces BKB. There's my...
Alright.
There's my perfect five words.
PL.
I get to say PLs. I'll take
all right, all
one.
You.
We'll go mid A. Incredibly strong by early. Fuck. Oh, no, that's six. That's five words. But can't by early. There we go. Perfect. Incredibly strong, but can't by. No. Incredibly
can't
strong.
Can't by early.
Can't by early. Okay, okay. Delays items. That's actually really good. Yeah, yeah. Incredibly strong, but delays items. Perfect. Thank
there
you.
You go.
Thank you, person in chat. That's perfect. That's what you guys are here for. Thank you.
Scroll. I can't see the next hero. All right, Phoenix. Phoenix. I would put this at like mid to high B. Sunray broken. Heal and or percentage healed slash DPS.
The slash is a word, monkeys.
No, no, it's not a. It's not the word slash. It's a symbol.
fair enough. Fair enough. Pucks, I will say high D. Maybe by late, otherwise ignored.
Okay. Pudge. Ooh.
This is a tough one.
Oh, man. I guess I would say B.
Okay. Where in the B?
I would say like mid to high B. probably. And the five words would be Pudge needs to hit timings.
Okay.
I suppose.
Okay. Pugna, I would say mid C. Sometime or really good versus illusions.
You had to go somewhere with illusions.
Yeah.
Quap. I would say high B, low A, probably. And reasoning would be consistent wave clear, bonus silence.
Razor, I'd put high D. Solid meme, not total garbage.
All right. Ricky. I'm going to say low B or high C. Conceptually broken, rarely bought.
I feel like I'm actually going to meet you halfway on B here and say adds whole new dimension.
Sure. I mean, yeah, it does.
So that's all. We're not like too far off, but if you're going to put it low B, I'll put it mid B because I think it's high B.
Sure.
Okay. Rubik. I'm going to put that like mid to high B and just say gives hero a save.
Yeah.
That's it.
Also steals other heroes' shards.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Gives also save other shards.
Yeah.
There you go. Actually, you're right. I'm going to move that up a little bit. Totally forgot about that. Okay.
Sand King, I would say high B, low A, personally. I like this one. Just low committal AoE slow. I suppose is how
free damage.
Yeah.
SD. I would say high C. Sick sometimes, especially with ags.
That's fair. Shadow Fiend. I actually don't know where I would put this. I guess maybe you would just hard disagree with me. I would put it like high B probably. TP cancel for SF, good.
I'm good with that. Shaman, I would say low A. Wave clear and damage.
That's fair. Silencer. I would put this either low D or F.
We're going to prevent triggering people in chat because Silencer is probably the noob stompiest hero in all of Dota. And every person that plays Core Silencer at 2K or below I'm gonna be incredibly mad at you.
Okay. I know it's good for Core Silencer, but like, how frequently do we see Core Silencer, Brian?
Okay.
It's like never. And
but
like, you've done that is a non-existent purchase on support.
Okay. Just remember that this is what we see, and we just have to, we have to cater to the other, like, we would put it D and F. 2K chatters would put it S.
Okay? All right, fine. We'll compromise. C. Very strong and powerful core.
Perfect. Good job, monkeys. Nailed it. Skyrath, I'd say low D. Not useless, but don't buy.
All right. Slardar, I'd put at like low B, maybe high C. I would say situationally good for burst.
I'm actually going to veto yours and put it up.
Oh wait. Actually, doesn't this allow you to one-shot creep waves with the?
Yeah, I was
gonna
say always
buy
at level 20.
Yeah. I suppose late game it does get a lot better.
Yeah, I'd say high B, just like.
Yeah, sure.
It's like some heroes buy it always at 15. Slardar buys it at level 20. Like.
Yeah.
When you hit level 20, you buy a shard because it one-shots.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, had to give the explanation for that one. Okay. Slark, probably, it's probably like low B, high A, or sorry, high B, low A.
Slark's is definitely good. I agree.
Strong save, but... teammates misuse.
Sure. Teammates misuse.
Every time I fucking place it down, they just run out of it. I fucking swear.
Snap. I would put Snap in a solid, like, A tier, mid A. Maybe even high A. I don't know. Snap is good. Stun and wave clear.
Yeah. Sniper shard. I'm very happy to be rating this one. So actual impact, low B, but gonna put it high B or mid B. Meme value strong. Actually decent.
Right. What am I on, Spectre?
Yeah.
I would put this at like low C, maybe D.
Okay.
7 second cooldown. Bleh.
Spiritbreaker. I'll put low B. Decent item, hero farm slow.
That's fair. Dorm. I put it at like high B, maybe low A. Nah, I say high B. Great late game. Ken combo.
Nice. Shard on Sven. High C. Core doesn't buy dope support.
That's fair. Unfortunately, support Sven is
good
hard
for
to
axe
run.
Strats. That's actually my description. Good for axe strats.
Fair. No bias here.
No bias.
Techies, I would put techies in like A tier, honestly, so, or something around there. consistent buy. Stuns are good.
Okay, you're getting real fucking redundant at this point.
What do you mean? What do you mean, TAs? Brian? Like, there's only so much you can say in five words.
I would say TAs is low A.
Okay.
Makes support lives miserable.
That's fair. It does indeed. It honestly makes, like, everybody's lives miserable.
Yeah, but, like, support specifically, they never have a way to remove silences, so they just get fucked.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to rate Terrorblades because I play Terrorblade.
I have 600. I have 600 games on Terrorblade.
Aren't they all like 2 years? That, ago
they're
plus?
All like they're all like yeah. pre-2017.
None of them
so.
Were on this fucking current Terrorblade. I'm gonna put Terrorblades mid B. Buy late, dispel incredibly strong.
Alright. Tide. Tide, I would. Tide, I would say mid B, solid when ahead, is what I would say for that one.
I would put it in C, so I'll put low B.
Sure.
My reasoning is usually unnecessary helps high ground.
Sure.
Okay. Timber Saw. I would put mid to high B. Ignorable hero does building damage. Would be my description.
Okay.
Tinker?
Tinker. Yes, the hero that I know literally nothing about throws a flare towards an enemy, dealing damage, teleporting them away, and reducing their cast and attack range for 3 seconds. What? What did I just read? I guess I'll put it in, like, C? Literally.
I'll move it down to D.
Sure. I'll say question mark, question mark, question mark.
No, no,
question
no. Question mark's
mark,
two
question.
Words. You only get two question marks.
No,
question
I'm doing mark. The symbol five oh, times, Brian.
Okay.
I have question no mark, idea. Okay. No idea.
I would put Tiny's probably high B. Buy on carry. Otherwise, not.
That's fair.
Treant?
Treant. Tree, I would say. Like high C, maybe. Good for split pushing escape.
Okay. Trolls, I'd say high D. Cool idea, but bleh.
Yeah, I agree, bleh.
Okay, Tusk.
I would put, like, I mean, you're kind of playing Tusk, so maybe you would disagree. I would put it at, like, low C, probably. Kind of unnecessary slows timings.
Okay. Underlord, I'll put mid to high C. Usually better items, but not bad. But okay.
All right.
I can't say not bad. Okay.
What am I on? Undying?
Yeah.
I would put this at, like, high C. Can be fun, or memeing as a core. Thumbs up.
I'll put Ursa mid A. Reliable second Roche. Very strong.
very strong.
Status resistance.
I mean, it's true.
There you go.
That dude, literally playing against an Ursa that gets a second Roche is so miserable because they're just enraged all the time. Ugh.
Yeah, just like my teammates. Okay. You're up, Vengeful Spirit.
Venge, I would put low A.
Okay.
I would say always buy when possible.
Okay. Venomancer, I'll put him like mid to low B. It's like decent shard, all around utility.
All right. Honestly, I really like that shard.
Yeah, it's like, but it's nothing special, but it's like,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
a nice
yeah.
shard. You'll buy
yeah,
it.
For sure.
Okay, Viper.
I would put it at like low B, maybe. Good for core sieging.
I'm down. This is shard. I'll also put low B. I'll say, counters committing on Visage.
Yeah, I agree.
Void Spirit.
Void Spirit, I'd put like high B, maybe low A. See most games just later.
Okay, nice. You're getting better at this. See, this is a good practice for future tier lists with five words descriptions that you're going to be
doing. Yeah, baby.
I'll say Warlocks is like mid B. Gives wave clear. Otherwise, mediocre.
All right. What am I on? Weaver?
Yeah, Weaver.
I would say like, honestly, I would say maybe like mid B. Teammates don't buy detection.
I would say it's actually, I would say A for Weavers. So I'll put it high B.
Okay. You're the Weaver player out of the two.
Yeah,
I haven't played or touched this hero in a while.
Three core detection.
Yeah.
Actually, no, let me say it this way. Invis only easy bug removal.
Yeah, okay.
That's my description.
I'm picking up what you're laying down.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah. Okay. Windranger, I would go probably mid to high A.
I would maybe even go S for that one. You literally see that purchase like every game. That's what one
really
step of major,
A,
right?
I'll
like,
go really high A. Yeah, purchased every game. But I wouldn't say it's like. I wouldn't say it's the same tier as these, though.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, Wyverns?
Wyverns, I would do, like, mid to high B, just extra wave clear.
Witch Doctor, probably low B, around here. Better form of Ghost Scepter.
That's fair. Survivability. Wraith King, right?
Yeah.
Wraith Kings, I would put at probably like low B.
Okay.
Situationally necessary against Mana Burn.
Nice. I was gonna say, like that. You nailed that description. Zeus, I would say S.
Oh, absolutely.
Oops. Why am I having this pop up? Yeah, Zeus, I'd say S. Buy every game, much damage.
There we go. That's really good for us.
Yes, very good. Okay, so that's it for our tier list. This is a shard tier list. Our final iteration of this is as follows. I'd say, like, not every hero is perfectly placed, meaning, like, maybe you'd move, like, this to here or something. I'm not saying that specifically, but for the most part, we said mid to high B or, like, mid B or whatever for a hero, so we think they're approximately in the right spot. Seems like the highest points of contest that I've seen from my chat were PA and Dazzle. Everyone was just, like, telling me how good the Dazzle shard is. I mean, I'm fine personally with chat raising Dazzle's status a little bit in the B tier, but I feel like it's just not as good as everyone thinks it is. I feel like if
I mean the Dazzle shard is either, like, it can be really annoying because Dazzle is getting, you know, like, 5 poison touch casts off in a single fight, or the Dazzle, like, the team doesn't protect Dazzle, like, hard enough, and then Dazzle just instantly...
My idea of Dazzle is, if he's alive in the fight longer than, like, 20 seconds, his team's winning the fight. If he's not alive, they lose the fight, and I feel like the shard is, like, it gives him disable, maybe a TP cancel, and then it also clears illusions. But aside from that, it's kind of like a win more shard, like, other than the canceling TPs and killing illusions. Like, if you were alive that long, you're already winning fights anyway, so. But yeah. And then PA shard, you know, it's just, when do you buy it? Like, 30 minutes in? I don't know. It's like a decent shard, but you're not like, you're not like, 15 minutes, time to buy a PA shard.
The only times that I've seen PAs buy shard by, like, 15 to, like, 20 minutes is literally against Bristle. Yeah, it's like, you play against Bristle, you buy the shard, you get 2 kills, and then you go, okay, I'm going back to farming.
Of course. So this is our shard tier list between me and Monkeys. We described it very vividly why we rated each one.
Very vividly. We even went to 6 words on a couple of them.
Yeah,
like, that
did.
That was
we
getting
did.
Spicy.
We got a little frisky there, I will say. But hey, guys, feel free to suggest, like, ideas for us. This is kind of like where we're going to try to take the podcast, is just more little fun things like this that just give, like, a core theme. We were originally using this podcast to, like, basically keep me and Monkeys talking to each other, because it's really hard to keep up internet relationships or friendships, I guess you could say, you know. But, you know, I consider my boy Monkeys a relationship.
Maybe got a little, something a little more serious going.
We kind of already do that anyways, so rather than that, we want to make it a little more, like, organized content with this kind of stuff that can be a bit more lighthearted.
And we're also, like, going to be trying to bring more Arkosh members.
Yeah, we're going to bring more Arkosh content team members into the podcast whenever possible.
Good see.
But that's it for this episode of the podcast. We are brought to you guys by Prediction. That is our partner. You guys can check them out on all the Spotify's, iTunes, yada, yada, yada. Twitch channel Prediction, PREEDICTION. That's where you guys can find all of our stuff. But yeah, thanks for watching, guys. Hope you enjoyed the episode. There's going to be an edited version of this on my actual YouTube. So we're not going to have all the random back and forth between me and Monkeys deliberating these shards. It's just going to be, you know, nice, concise, shorter version of this. So thanks for watching, guys. I had planned for this to be a shorter episode, Monkeys, and it still took an hour. So GG.
I mean, tier lists are just hard, man.
It was tough because there was a lot of fucking heroes, a lot of heroes. If it took us an hour, that means we were doing 2 or 3 a minute, which is, like, pretty reasonable
speed. Yeah. That's a pretty solid pace.
Yeah, it is. But okay, Monkeys, my man. I'll see you later. Thanks for coming on and joining me for another episode of the podcast. See you guys later. Bye, Monkeys.
Sounds good. Bye-bye. Have a good one.